Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We take a look at stories making headlines. CCMG warns the 2026 delimitation could undermine one person, one vote principle in August general election. Lumau urges Zambia to prioritize technology skills transfer amid mining sector advancements. Antivirus may have sprayed between passengers on cruise ship, WHO says.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulango Mamape. The Christian Churches Monitoring Group has warned that Zambia's 2026 boundary delimitation risks undermining the one person, one vote principle after its analysis found severe voting power disparities across provinces. According to the CCMG boundary delimitation report, the ECZ's April release shows Lusaka voters are drastically underrepresented, with constituencies 97% above the national average, while Western Province voters have three times the relative voting power. The reports have also revealed that although the district sitting from February 6 to 26 were largely orderly and well administered, the compressed timeline and lack of detailed constituency data limited transparency and meaningful public scrutiny. And in an interview with Millennium Radio CCMG programs manager Peter Mwanangombe, said that the organization provincial level voting power analysis using 2022 census data revealed that four provinces deviate from the population quota by 20%, far exceeding the 5-10% international standard.
There is need to update the legal framework to protect elections from last-minute boundary delimitation changes. To help prevent confusion and ensure stability in electoral planning, delimitation processes should be legally separated from imminent elections by adopting provisions that ensure boundary delimitation occurs on off-cycle years, and that any boundary changes effected within 12 months of an election apply only to future electoral cycles. To address voting power inequalities, namely under and over-representation, the legal framework should be updated to establish a population quota per constituency and tolerable variances in line with international standards.
Youth in Action for Disability Inclusion has expressed concern over low voter registration levels among persons with disabilities in Zambia. The Electoral Commission of Zambia yesterday announced it certified over 8.79 million voters, with 20,962 being persons with disabilities. Organization Executive Director Ian Abanda says that only about 20,000 persons rather with disabilities are currently registered to vote out of the estimated 2 million across the country. Mr. Banda says the organization attributed the low numbers of limited accessibility in the electoral process, including lack of materials, inaccessible formats, and inadequate support for people with physical disabilities.
As the Youth in Action for Disability Inclusion, we appreciate the Electoral Commission of Zambia in coming up with data on letting us know on how many persons with disabilities are registered as voters. However, we are not happy with the turnout. Looking at 20 million people we have, and out of the 20 million of which mostly 10% are persons with disabilities, only to realize that 20,000 are registered voters, persons with disabilities. It gives us many questions, because we needed to have at least half a million, almost a million of persons with disabilities being registered as voters. We can do more. However, we feel also there was a gap in terms of sensitizing to persons with disabilities.
Meanwhile, Disability Rights Watch National Coordinator Bruce Joma has welcomed the Electoral Commission of Zambia's decision to publish standalone data on voters with disabilities, calling it a commendable step towards inclusion. Mr. Joma has noted that this disaggregated statistics are focused on physical disabilities and sensory impairments, including visual impairment, deafness, wheelchair users, and crutch users.
That the ECZ has finally managed to publish a standalone data set for voters with disabilities. Of course, the categorization of the voters could be improved to align with the Disability Act, in terms of the correct categorization. But we've seen from the record published that they have focused on physical disabilities and also from on those that are sensory, like vision impairment. They put vision impairment, they put deaf. Then the physical ones have given categories like crutch users, wheelchair users. But we have not seen, for example, that there's been any consideration for people with albinism as a distinct disability, and also if there are people who registered as having multiple disabilities, and also if there are people with psychosocial disabilities or intellectual disabilities.
And, you know, the Council of Churches in Zambia, General Secretary, Reverend Canon James Perry, has urged citizens not to underestimate the power of their democratic right by actively participating in the 4th August general elections. The National Union of Miners and Allied Workers, NUMAO, has called on Zambia to strategically position itself to benefit from technology skills transfer in the mining sector, citing rapid advancements in the mining technologies driven by increased investment and activity. NUMAO President Saul Simujiga says that the evolving nature of mining operations now demands a workforce equipped with modern technical expertise. He notes that new mining projects in majors, they are accompanied by sophisticated technologies that require specialized skills. Mr. Simujiga emphasized the importance of Zambians taking advantage of opportunities to acquire these skills in order to remain competitive and fully participate in the sector.
Yeah, we are, you know, that one is just starting, so we are hoping that it being a world-class investment, we are expecting also the conditions of service to align with the kind of investment that they are, is being pushed in. So we are hoping that as we settle down with them, they are bringing in new workers, they are also recognizing the unions, because as of now, the unions are not recognized yet there. So we are hoping that as we move there, we'll have Zambian workers, quite a good of them, number of them, and then we also look at making sure that their conditions of service are conducive.
And now, business news. Business news.
The crushers and edible oil refiners, Sidora Executive Director Obrey Jibumba, has projected a stable business environment for Zambia's edible oil sector in the second quarter of 2026, citing improved supply dynamics and proactive industry measures. Dr. Jibumba notes that despite recent global and local challenges affecting the edible value chain, the sector has shown resilience and is expected to maintain steady performance in the coming months. He explained that the intervention such as increased imports of crude edible oil and efforts to boost local production of oil seeds are helping to cushion the market from volatility. Dr. Jibumba pointed out that the association has in the past taken deliberate steps to stabilize supply, including importing significant quantities of crude oil to supplement local production and avoid shortages.
The local market demand for sugarcane for at least for the last 2-3 years has been extremely low. And we're talking of figures below 150,000 metric tons. And then we have processing capacity of over a million metric tons. So for us as processors, our interest is to process the soybean, supply the domestic market, and export the cake. But we understand that, you know, if we start advocating for export ban, then farmers are going to think that we're trying to manipulate the market, and we don't want to do that. Yeah, you know, you can only play a market so much, so many times, and then people realize that you're playing the market. And then what happens simply is that people stop growing the crop.
The food burst. We take a break. We do have more news after that. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brand, you join the league of sophisticated customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 076-519-0796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
The World Health Organization says it thinks that there are may have been human-to-human transmission of antivirus on the Dutch cruise ship where three passengers have died. The virus is usually spread from rodents, but the WHO said in this instance it could have been spread really close contact aboard the MV Ondas vessel, stressing such transmission was rare and the risk to the public was low. The ship said